Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Regarding the concept of the hereafter, the misconception I would like to discuss today relates to this narrative, which primarily says that that paradise is specifically waiting. It is specifically desirous of three people to enter into it, and they are Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Ammar ibn Yasir radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, and Salman Farsi radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Of course, we are quite certain that these people, inshallah, will end up in paradise. However, the stress which is this particular narrative is transferring to us is that paradise is specifically waiting. It is specifically desirous of these three people to enter into it. That would not be correct, simply because this narrative is not ascribed through sound means to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So therefore, we cannot infer this particular conclusion from it. Now, as far as the narrative itself is concerned, it is recorded in Sunan of Tirmidhi, and it is reported by Anas ibn Malik radiyallahu anhu, and he reports from the Prophet, and the Prophet says that qala rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam innal jannata latashtaqu ila salasa Ali wa Ammar wa Salman, which means that paradise is specifically desirous of three people to enter into it, and they are Hazrat Ali radiyallahu anhu, Hazrat Ammar ibn Yasir radiyallahu anhu, and Hazrat Salman Farsi radiyallahu anhu. So this narrative is saying that paradise is specifically waiting. It is specifically desirous of these three people to enter into it. As I said, that this narrative does not have a sound description, and the reason is that there is a narrator called Abu Rabi'a al-Ayadi, who was found in the chain of narration of this narrative, and he is regarded to be a suspect narrator by our hadith authorities. There is a difference of opinion regarding the person of Abu Rabi'a. There are some people who think that he is Zayd ibn Auf, and there are others who think that he is Umar ibn Rabi'a. So there are two different personalities. However, both of these personalities, they are not sound, and we find very stern remarks by our hadith authorities on them. So therefore, they cannot be accepted. Moreover, we also find that there is this anana of Hasan al-Basri, which is present, who is present in this chain of narration, and who himself is a mudallis. Now, people who know the hadith studies, who are aware of what the science of hadith is, they know that this is a very grave flaw, that if a person who is a mudallis and there's also an anana present in that particular narrative, then of course that particular narrative stands to be questionable. Similarly, there is another opinion of Hafiz Zahabi who thinks that Hasan ibn Saleh is a person who reports from Abu Rabi'a. He thinks that this information is also not correct. He thinks that actually Hasan ibn Saleh reports from another narrator, and that is Ismail ibn Muslim al-Basri. Now, if Imam Zahabi is true in his conclusion, then the other thing is that Ismail ibn Muslim al-Basri, he too is a suspect person. And we find people like Abu Zura saying that he is Zaif. Similarly, Ahmad ibn Hanbal says that he is Munkarul Hadith, and Imam Nasai says that he is Matruk. So we have these severe criticisms from our hadith authorities, in the presence of which a person like Ismail ibn Muslim al-Basri, he too stands suspect. So therefore, all in all, we can say that this particular narrative does not have a sound description towards the Prophet. As far as the people mentioned in this particular narrative are concerned, we are quite certain, inshallah, that there are some people who have a very special status. They have a high status, of course, and they would end up in paradise. However, the particular stress that this narrative is communicating is that paradise is specially waiting for these three people. This stress, which is found in this narrative, this of course cannot be condoned, it cannot be agreed upon, simply because this narrative does not have a sound ascription to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum wa lisair al-muslimina wal muslimat.